State Representative Matthew Moratori is now seeking the Republican Party's nomination for State Senate in the Plymouth and Barnstable District, and he joins us this morning to discuss his campaign. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Great to see you again. Thanks for having me.
So the first question I have to ask is, why do you want to be in the State Senate?
You know, a lot of people have asked me that question, and it really comes down to really extending what I've done in the past. I've worked in municipality, as you know, as on the finance committee in Plymouth for 5 years. Then I was on the Board of Selectmen for 5 years, became a state rep for 10 years, and now this seat opened up. And I think I could bring all that knowledge that I have and all that experience I have and the relationships I built on the state level to the Senate and help gain more of a balance of power in Massachusetts when it comes to the state legislature. Right now, there are only 4 state senators that are Republicans out of 40. I think the more balance we can bring, the better off, the better conversations we can have about policies.
Now, one of the main issues for your campaign is the migrant crisis.
Right. Yeah, so the migrant crisis is an issue that we've knocked close to 8,000 doors at this point, and that's the number one issue we keep hearing, because it's about affordability, and it's about the cost. We spent over $1 billion on the migrant crisis so far, and counting, and what it's doing is taking away funds from other programs, other social service programs, and particularly housing. It's taking away housing from people that really need housing. So I think with my background in finance, being on the finance committee, being on the House Ways and Means Committee at the state level, which is the state budget, I think I can bring that experience to the Senate side and help maybe make some policy changes to help solve that issue.
Now, you also say you want to see more transparency in state government. What exactly do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think, you know, like the state auditor is trying to do, she's trying to audit the legislature. And I think people have more trust in the process if there's transparency throughout. Even through our own meetings that we have at the state level, when we have executive sessions, we have closed door meetings to try to resolve bills, that there's no public input to those. So I think the more we can be open and transparent with people, I think we're better off we are.
Now, something that you also said you want to deal with is inflation, and I think many people would look at that and say, wasn't that kind of a federal issue? So how would you deal with that?
And it's not really so much inflation as much as just affordability, and it's affordability for things like, you know, groceries and housing, insurances, health insurance, homeowners insurance, etc. And what we do is we did $1 billion tax package about a year and a half ago on the state level. It didn't go far enough, and we're now starting to lose people. More people are losing because of the millionaire's tax we're seeing. People are moving out of state. And also, it's just not affordable for people that go to college here. They used to be able to stay here and live here. Now, people in their 20s are starting to leave, and more are going to be leaving. So we need to do another tax package cut that is actually more meaningful and makes Massachusetts more competitive.
Now, where can people go to learn more about you and your campaign?
They can go to mattmuratori.com, which is M-A-T-T, Muratori, M-U-R-A-T-O-R-E.com, and they can hear all about us. You know, they can volunteer about on the campaign any way they want, donate or whatever they want to do, but that's where they can go.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Dan. Appreciate it.